Hello, my friends. What a blessing to spend time with you. It's Alfred here. I want to talk to you about something that happened to me last year. It was in Zambia. I was on my way to Zambia and we were driving through the country of Botswana. And while I was driving through Botswana, suddenly my wife felt like she wanted to stop somewhere. We wanted to have some lunch. So we stopped at this place called the Tropic of Capricorn. Now, the Tropic of Capricorn is the quarter line of the earth, the quarter bottom line of the earth. We stopped and we got out and we looked at the Tropic of Capricorn, and there was somebody there that spoke to us, and suddenly he said to me, "Today is the 23rd of June. Do you understand that this is a very significant day for us?" I said, "No, I didn't know that." He said, "Because the sun today is turning on the Tropic of Cancer." That was the top quarter line of the earth. I was thinking, okay, so I'm standing at the bottom quarter line of the earth and the sun is turning at the top quarter line of the earth. What a blessing. That doesn't sound too significant to me. It's like on the other side of the world. But I drove in the car, and that night, as I spoke to my one friend on my cell phone, I said to him, "My friend, you know, I was standing on the Tropic of Capricorn today and the sun was turning at the Tropic of Cancer." He said, "Oh, that's amazing." I said, "You know what? I think the Lord is changing the season in the spiritual realm. But I'm standing at the furthest point from the spiritual realm. I'm standing in the Tropic of Capricorn. And the sun is turning at the Tropic of Cancer." So I thought to myself, if the season is changing at the furthest point from me, how do I get it to change right here? And you know, the Lord spoke to me in my heart and he said to me, "Alfred, if I'm changing a spiritual season, then it means that you have to walk by faith into that change that I have made, because I will download it in your heart and then you will understand something, but it's still up to you to step into that new season by faith." My friend, I want to declare to you today that the season of the Lord is new. We are all going into a new season, but it is up to you to perceive it by faith, to realize the goodness of the Lord that is busy following you, and step by faith into the new season that He has for you. Romans 5 verse 2, it says that we access by faith this grace wherein we stand. There's a grace for you, there's a new season for you, but it's time that you access it by faith. See it and start walking as if it's true. Put that smile on your face, put that exuberant spirit in you, and start rejoicing as if the new season is already happening. You are highly favored and deeply loved of God.